I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 on a topic of our choosing. Today, it's return guest. It's my good buddy. It's Ben Vanell. Yay!
Yes, thank you for having me back, Josh. I just came off an hour of podcasting. I'm in fine form.
Let's talk about riff. Let's talk about Gabagool.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We're not talking about The Sopranos today, but that's all right because I do that every other week with my friend Adam Knox.
Yes.
We started from the start. We're not spoiling anything. We're just looking at each episode in order. And God, there's a lot to talk about.
Had you already watched the whole season or whole series? I mean,
I had watched up until I think the fifth season.
So yeah.
And know what happened at the end, but I think
yep.
I was of the age where I was watching them on DVD and then I ran out of money to buy the sixth season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I watched it on TV, but then
right.
Rewatched it in lockdown. There's all those ones that you miss. Can you go, I just wasn't home and
I wasn't
taping it. And so I watched the bulk of them, but then went back and rewatched it and went, yeah, this is the greatest TV show ever made.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible the way, even at the start, the way they introduce a character and tell you everything you need to know about them with like one sentence. It's incredible writing.
Yeah. And so many good characters that just, you go hot and cold with them all the time.
Mm.
Like Chrissy. Oh, he's so good. Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about something just as silly. We're talking about our top 5 events, sports at the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. I've limited mine to just the Summer Olympics. I'm not sure if you've gone to winter, but when I think of the Olympics, I pretty much only think of the Summer Olympics because winter Olympics, we were never good at stuff in Australia.
Exactly. We don't have enough snow.
Yeah. Yeah. But
we've got a lot of water. That's why we're good at swimming.
Are you a fan of the Olympics, Ben?
I'm not a huge fan. I only watch it like once every 4 years. So... I am a fan of it in a specific way. I'm a fan of it from when it was like coming around when I was a kid, and it would be in a country where the time zone didn't line up and you could stay up all night and watch the Olympics. That's my Olympic sort of vibe. That's the way I think of the Olympics the most.
Yeah. I like the idea. It's such a kind of whimsical kind of like, hey, let's all get together and play sports against each other. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a... But then when you go into it, if you look into it, it's a really horrible organization. It's all corrupt.
Right.
Every country...
Yes,
every city that ever gets one, like everyone says, oh yeah, 5 years after they've had it, like it's just like the city is like just wasted all this money on like stadiums that are no longer full.
Right. Like Rio, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel like that... Like Brazil could have invested that money into much more publicly beneficial things like housing, for example. Yes. And Qatar and all that stuff. Like there's all of these huge global sporting events. You're right. They're just corrupt. They're corrupt at every level.
Especially when this was meant to be like for amateur athletes.
Yes.
Without getting paid. And then the professional athletes couldn't attend. But all the people at the top are making all this money.
Yep.
Sounds like the arts. Anyway, I do, although I say all this and then it happens and I get sucked in and I find myself staying up late at night watching race walking or some bullshit like that. Just going, I think I know what's going on here. So we're going to talk about now our top 5 sports or events at the Olympics. Now, I'll kick us off. Now, this one is one of those ones where I'm like, this is just silly. And I do feel... And I know doing comedy and podcasting is a silly thing to dedicate your life to. But I think if you're dedicating your life to long jumping, even though I do enjoy watching it because it's just, there's nothing more you need to know. It's you run, you jump, you land. That's it.
It is one of those sports. I think I get where you're coming from. The absurdity of it is so apparent. It's like it couldn't be more. There's not a team sport. You're not like trying to like high jump. I think mate, like it's in the same boat of like you're just trying to jump a long way.
Yeah,
It couldn't be more reduced down to anything more simple than that.
And it is funny that you win. The gold medals are the same across all the sports. Like you can dedicate your life to, I don't know, say tennis, for instance, where it's like to win a gold medal in tennis is very, very hard. Like you have to be, you have to dedicate hours and hours and hours of your life. Long jumping, I'm sure it's very hard and I'm sure there's technical and there's skill involved. But really it is, are you tall? Are you quick? Do you have good hamstrings? All right. I reckon you could be a chance. Like, I don't know if the AIS went to your school when you were in high school. They did to us, and they like it was part of our PE class, and we had to get measured and weighed, and then they would tell us what sport, due to our body shape, we would be suited to.
No, they never did that for us.
Yeah,
I wasn't invited to that class. That is genuinely could be why I didn't know.
I was always short. I was. I thought, all right, they're going to tell me gymnastics.
Right.
No. Pretty much, I reckon 50% of the boys in our school got told rowing. You would be good at rowing. And I reckon it was because they had a vacancy for rowers in this country. And off the back of the awesome foursome, like going, let's create a dynasty of rowers in this country. We're going to be known for rowing. But I didn't take them up on rowing. But long jump. Long jump was like it's... It is one of the, it is an exciting thing to watch. Watch them flying through the air. That's cool to watch.
I think there is something about the the professional level competition stuff of the Olympics is like they can make anything interesting if you're like oh that guy just jumped that far so this guy got one attempt left he's got to get two set like you can build it up to be an exciting thing.
And the athletes do get the crowd involved as well. They do the whole clapping at the start. I think that's why any sport, I think if there's a crowd there, you can get hooked. It doesn't matter what the sport is. If there's like 50,000 plus, it's gonna appear to be exciting.
Yes. Yes, true. I think, you know, we had this watching the AFL last year.
Yeah.
If there's no crowds, it just kind of feels like a training drill.
I'm the same with like when people are like, oh, AFL compared to VFL. I'm like, it's pretty standard. It's the same standard, really.
Right.
Not much distance, but the crowd atmosphere makes all the difference. And I'm not going to be sitting watching the VFL Box Hill Hawks take on Sandringham on the ABC. I'm just not going to.
That's fair.
Yeah. So that's my number five, long jump.
My number five is, in my opinion, so out of all the team sports that come to the Olympics but have robust leagues outside of that, I think my favorite one to watch is the basketball because, you know, the NBA is the best of the best and all of the international players end up there playing for an American team. So, you know, the Olympics, you know, the basketball at the Olympics is... They have to go back and play for their countries. Well, if they choose to.
Yes.
But I love that. And I think, you know, America is always the one to beat. So you're always going, you pick an underdog, whether it's Australia or Spain or Lithuania or Greece. But yeah, I think for me, of the team sports that I would watch elsewhere, the Olympic basketball is probably the pick.
Yeah, I see. Listeners will know I love basketball. It is not in my list of five sports. Because it's that thing, I watch it all the time.
Right.
And I get frustrated with how it's played in the Olympics because it's the floor's smaller than the NBA. Like, I don't know if you watch Greece in the World Cup, but their coach would not play Giannis, so who's arguably one of the greatest players in the world.
Yep.
Didn't play him how he should be played, so they weren't as good as... And it just gets frustrating. But I do like... Look, I'll watch it. I'm not going to lie. And and the Dream Team was... That was 92. I was 11 years old. Couldn't have been more obsessed with basketball. And that was so important to me. Just seeing... Because my favorite player, David Robinson, was in the team. And my brother's favorite player, Chris Mullin, was in the team. And we were like, oh, we can actually both support the one team. And when Shane Heal for Australia got in a fight with Charles Barkley, it was one of the most exciting things ever. Because my dad... So anti anything American, hated it. And having three boys who are obsessed with basketball, obsessed with The Simpsons. He was like, his whole hat. I mean, I've told this story before, I think, but he yelled at me once for saying butt instead of bum because he got so American.
Oh.
Like, stop saying butt. And I was like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's, yeah. But, yeah.
Hey.
My dad was convinced. Yes. My dad was convinced that Shane Hill could beat Charles Barkley in a fight. And I was
great.
Like, he's not going to, Dad. Like, no. Even at 11. Well, another thing, sporting thing, my dad also. We were watching Martina Hingis play when she was only like 16. Mm. And he said she couldn't even win a game at the Burnie Tennis Club. And me and my brother were like, no, she's really good. No. And then like a year later, I think she won Wimbledon or something like that. And we have still not like let him forget that you said that she was no good. You got to trust us sometimes, Dad.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.